the silver lining of the COVID virus is that a lot of the hospitals couldn't do their antenatal education because of, you know, having groups together. So Tummy Talks and Cell Care asked me to do classes online, and I must admit the first night I felt a bit strange talking for a couple of hours to my computer by myself. You know, we're down the track, and I think it's probably changing the face of how women are going to be educated. You know, they're really loving being in their lounge room or in bed, tucked up warm and listening to classes.
It was really great. Pete and I did it, my partner Pete and I.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We did your antenatal class on Tummy Talks, thanks to Cell Care. And I just found it so interesting. It wasn't overwhelming at all. It was very informative. And one thing that I actually ended up doing after we finished the class was really looking into this Cell Care thing that you are promoting as well. Explain to Gaundy what that is.
Well, it's taking cord blood from the placenta after the baby is born, so it doesn't affect the mum or the baby's born and cuddling with the mum. And these pristine cells have been, you know, taken and stored in at Cell Care for any purpose later on in that child's life, and a 75% chance of being a direct match with any sibling. So
what might some of the purposes be? I'm just trying to think, why would you hold on?
Well, it can be anything. It can be cancers, metabolic diseases, autism. You know, there's so many. There's over about 84 diseases or treatments that it can use for. So it's sort of like an insurance for your child. You know, like children get leukemia or, you know, bone marrow diseases. And there's a little boy that had autism, and his he had
cerebral palsy.
Yeah, and his little sister was a full match for him. So her cells were infused back into him, and they had a, you know, they're having a really great result.
Is this something you're doing, Pollard? You're doing
this? I'm doing it.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, great. That's great, Ash. Yeah.
I'm doing it because I thought, and I spoke to the guys at Cell Care too, and I thought, oh, you know, should I or shouldn't I? And then when they told me the story of the little boy that had cerebral palsy, because my niece has cerebral palsy, and I thought, gosh, that would have been so helpful had that been available to my sister at the time.
Yeah.
Perhaps my niece wouldn't be in the state that she's in. But the what has happened to this boy now as a result of receiving his sister's stem cells is amazing. It's amazing.
It sounds like it should just all be compulsory. It should be something that we just do.
Well, it's, you know, I have a son who's nearly 27, and, you know, it wasn't popular then, but, you know, certainly would have done it. It's something people have to think about prior to having the baby, because it's done at the birth. So you can't sort of change your mind and think, oh, you know, I'll do it after the birth. So that's why all the education beforehand.